Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Welcome to the Wonder of Parenting Holiday Extravaganza, sponsored in part by A Place of Hope. With 37 years of leadership in mental health and behavior, the Center, A Place of Hope, is a top 10 facility for depression treatment. Their caring and experienced staff provide professional excellence in the treatment for depression, anxiety, eating disorders, trauma, addiction, abusive relationships, and more. And also sponsored in part by Man Cave. Men all need to be caring, actively engaged, vested, and encouraged, a program designed to engage fathers with an intentional focus on family outcomes and child development. More at wonderofparenting.com. I am your host for the big extravaganza today, Tim Wright, along with Dr. Michael Gurian, and who just a moment is going to give us his lyrical and dance interpretation of The Little Drummer Boy. We can hardly wait, Michael.
Oh, where am I?
Yeah. So happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays.
So it is December the 25th, as in the day that this goes live, and we recognize, folks, that you're all really busy, and you've got things on your mind. So we're going to keep this short. We want to just share a couple things with you today by way of inspiration from both Michael and me. But any kind of holiday extravaganza has to have a few Christmas dad jokes. So I've got a couple, Michael, for you.
Oh, good.
Why did the Christmas tree go to the doctor?
Why?
It was looking a little green.
Ah, ba-da-da, boom.
Yep. All right. You know what? I'm gonna only do two more.
Oh yeah.
Who's Santa Claus's favorite pop star?
I don't know.
Beyond Slay.
Okay, yeah. That's a stretch.
Yeah, that's a stretch. I don't write them. I just read them.
Right.
Okay. And what do you call a broke Santa?
What?
Saint Nicholas.
Nicholas, got it.
Yep.
All right. Those are dad jokes.
Yeah, if you got to think about it, it's probably not a good one. All right, so we're going to come back. We're going to take a break early because we're only going to go about 10 minutes today. We do want to share some inspiration with you. Michael's got a poem that he's written, and we'll be back in just a moment. The Wonder of Parenting podcast, our holiday extravaganza.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Michael, Hanukkah's over by now. Is that correct?
Yep.
But you, as a Jewish person, you celebrate both the Hanukkah and Christmas.
Right.
And you tell us a little bit about the poem you want to read for us.
Yeah. Um, my My wife, Gail, he brought up Christian and, you know, we connected. And so we just kind of put things together. So we always did Christmas and we did Hanukkah, but we didn't do a lot of gifts at Hanukkah. You know, we did the gifts at Christmas. We weren't sort of overdoing the materialism, but we did do both and really have enjoyed and loved both. For Hanukkah, I wrote a number of poems that we used for services for my synagogue, Temple Beth Shalom in Spokane. And we did a special Hanukkah service, and they asked me to write a special piece for that for our special service. So this is, you know, I wrote this probably 10, 12 years ago. And it is called Light, O Infinite Light. And for people who don't know about Hanukkah, you know, it's the light is the big symbol, the candles that lasted a really long time during that conflict. And it actually has been sort of getting a revival now with the conflict that's in the Middle East right now. Mm. You know, some of this, that story is resonating. So that's the reference to light. So candles are burning and there's light. Light, O infinite light. O light, O infinite light, you never flee your purpose to appear in our lives wherever God decides to go. Why do we fight injustice? Because that is how the ordinary among us can shine. Why are we good? Because that is what God means by my eternal light is in you. Why do we wander towards freedom? Because every other choice is idolatry. And when in despair we drop our heads into our hands, don't we hold your light in our hands? And even if we feel we've lost everything, can't we still feel in our children's eyes the light of creation? Light, O infinite light, people say we cannot survive the armies of the night. Haven't they seen their own radiance? People say someone else should risk this fight, not I. Lord, let every fear I feel become your opportunity to make a home in me. Jews, never let it be said of us, their voices were too small for the praising. Light, O infinite light, for 8 days and more, we praise these fires of freedom. Lord, we see every face around these flames brightly shines with your eternity.
We'll be back in just a moment.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Michael, thank you for that poem. And
thank you.
It's good for us to get that perspective. A lot of us don't know that Hanukkah story. So it's just good to hear the focus on the light and the Maccabean struggles all the way back, you know, in the early, late 100s BC. So thank you for that. I'm going to do just a little reading as we wrap up. But first, a couple. Have you heard this game, Would You Rather, where people give you sort of choices to make? Mm. Would you rather do this or that? Mm. I've got a couple for you. Would you rather spend Christmas in the snow or on the beach?
Oh, do I need to answer?
Yeah.
Living in a climate where there's so much snow and breaking my back with snow shoveling, I'm going to say beach.
Okay. I live in a place, a desert, so we never have snow here. But I got to say, if it's just for a day, I think I'd rather have snow. Okay. Just for the day. You know, that kind of snow, it's just soft and it's thick and it's wet enough to make snowballs, but not so slushy that it messes everything up. And it's when you're out in the forest or you're out anywhere and it's just snow covered, newly snow covered. Wow. That's just me. So I'm going to pick the snow.
That's true. Yeah.
You can pick the beach. here's another one. Would you rather have Brussels sprouts in every meal or get coal in your stocking?
Well, the coal is just for one day.
Yeah, apparently.
And the Brussels sprouts is for 365.
Yeah.
I guess I better go with the coal.
Yeah, I think I would too. All right, last one. Would you rather speak only in Christmas song lyrics or Christmas movie catchphrases?
Oh, I like the lyrics. I think I'll go with the lyrics.
Yeah, me too. I don't know how many Christmas movie catchphrases there would be. I'd run out of vocabulary after maybe a couple hours, right?
But yeah, I think so. And I like Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night. I mean, I just love the lyrics to those.
Yeah, me too. All right, I want to close. I have a little reading here. This is a very familiar one. One of the all-time great holiday stories, Christmas stories. And you will all know where it comes from once I mention the very first name. Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. Some people laughed to see the alteration in him, but he let them laugh and little heeded them. For he was wise enough to know that nothing ever happened on this globe for good at which some people did not have their fill of laughter in the onset. And knowing that such as these would be blind anyway, he thought it quite as well that they should wrinkle up their eyes in grins as they have the malady in less attractive forms. His own heart laughed, and that was quite enough for him. He had no further intercourse with the spirits, but lived upon the total abstinence principle ever afterwards, and it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May it truly be said of us and of all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone. So, Michael,
gorgeous.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you.
And to all of our listeners, thank you for a wonderful 2023. We look forward to our adventures together in 2024. Mm-hmm. So however you celebrate this holiday season, we wish you the best and look forward to seeing you in 2024. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah.